As you know, it says that Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. Now, I want to ask you a question. How did Noah know how to build an ark? He had to know how to read blueprints. Hello? Where did he go to school? What school did he go to? You just don't build a boat without the size that he did, without blueprints. You didn't build Solomon's temple without blueprints. David said that the blueprints were given to him by the hand of the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And what was he? He was a sheep herder. Then he goes out and fights Goliath, and from that he becomes a king. And now he's an architect. How was he enabled? How did he do all that? Because he found grace in the sight of the Lord, and grace means enabling power. What did Paul say? Paul said, Lord, take this thorn from me. Three times he prayed. He had a thorn in his flesh. Take this thorn from me. You know what the Lord said? My grace is sufficient for thee. What the Lord was saying, my enabling power is sufficient for thee. So we have a hope because we have God's enabling power. Now the Bible tells us that a man had 100 sheep and one of the sheep went astray. So the Lord goes out to find the sheep that went astray in Luke, the 15th chapter. And he finds that sheep and he puts the sheep on his shoulder. Now, and he brings the sheep back on his shoulder. Why did he put the sheep on the shoulder? Because shoulder represents government. Because Isaiah 9:6 says that the government, talking about a prophetic word about Jesus coming, that the government will be upon his shoulder. So you see, those that have gone astray because of government, that people today, they don't know what direction to go. They lost hope. People, I've heard them say, we don't even vote anymore because why should we vote? Because everyone's going to go their own way. They're going to do their own thing in politics. Our vote isn't going to matter. So people have gone astray. The sheep have gone astray. But Jesus went out looking and he said, I'm going to take over. And he put the sheep on his shoulder and he brought the sheep back rejoicing because he is our government. So you might as well get ready. Because Isaiah 9:6 has to be fulfilled. Read it for us, Kevin. Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And what does it say in the 6th verse? Here's a prophetic word prophesying the coming of Jesus Christ before his birth. So what does it say?
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us a child is born. How many know that name was Jesus? Everybody say Jesus. What was the child's name? Jesus, go ahead.
For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
The government shall be upon his shoulder, and he's going to be called what?
Says here, he's going to be called Wonderful.
Wonderful, hallelujah. Get ready, folks. Amen. His name is Wonderful. Everybody's looking for something wonderful to happen. Well, when you know the Lord, get ready. You haven't seen anything yet of what God is going to do. His name is Wonderful, and what else?
Counselor.
Amen. You need counseling tonight? The Holy Spirit will be your counselor. And what else is his name?
The Mighty God.
The Mighty God. What else?
The Everlasting Father.
And?
The Prince of Peace.
So those are five names. Five names. And what did David do when he went out to fight Goliath? He picked up five stones. Some of you didn't hear me. Five names, Wonderful. Read it again, Kevin.
Wonderful.
That's one name. Wait a minute. I'm counting one. Go ahead.
Counselor.
That's two names. Go ahead.
Mighty God.
That's three names.
Everlasting Father.
That's the fourth name.
And the Prince of Peace.
Five. What did he pick up at the brook, David, to fight Goliath? He picked up five stones. And out of that five, all he needed was one. That's all. And he threw that one, but he had four left over. What did Elijah see? His servant. He went up on the mount because Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. There was a famine in the land. You see, the government is upon his shoulder. The Lord is going to rule and he's going to reign. And you don't have to wait till you get to heaven. So many today, like sheep, have gone astray. You know why sheep go astray? Because they're humble, but they're dumb. Put a goat in the midst of the sheep, and the sheep will follow a goat. And the goat will eat anything. It will eat anything. When I was in Brooklyn, and there was a goat that someone kept, there was a cyclone fence, and all the kids used to go look at this goat, throw tin cans over, throw anything over, the goat would try to eat tin cans and everything else. So the goats will eat anything. And that's the way it is. You see, anything that's what the sheep do. They follow the goats that will eat anything. But the Lord said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. So when you know the Lord, you don't have to follow a goat. But the Lord said, the one that went astray and followed the goat, he said, I'm going to find that one. I'm going to put that one upon my shoulder. Because he is the government. In Isaiah 9 and 6, it says the government shall be upon his shoulder. Amen. So today, people, before the Lord returns that have gone astray, the Lord's going to find them. He's going to put them on his shoulder, and he's going to bring them back. Can you say hallelujah? Because the Lord knows them that is. Amen. The Lord knows. And Elijah, he tells his servant, I want you to go and up on the mountain, I want you to look to the sea because it's going to rain. He didn't say, I want you to look to the desert. You see, a lot of people are looking to the wrong place for a miracle. He said, I want you to look toward the sea. He told them where the rain was going to come from. And as he was looking to the sea, he came back and said, I don't see anything. You see, he should have waited till he got the answer. But like Christians today, like Christians, they're not like Abraham. Abraham had to wait for the promise 25 years. Sarah had to wait 25 years. And against hope, he believed in hope. Amen. I'll say that one more time. 100 years old, wife 90, and against hope, he believed in hope. When everything in the natural was an impossibility, like many today, well, it's impossible. No, not when the Lord is in charge. The government is upon his shoulder. When he picks you up and puts you on his shoulder, amen, he gives you the courage to face life. Amen. He's finding those that have gone astray. So here's Elijah waiting for his servant to come back with the answer that it's going to rain. He keeps coming back saying, I don't see nothing. And he goes up there the seventh time. He should have waited. You see, seven represents rest. When you enter into the God's rest, you get his promises. That's what it means. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. You know why people wake up in the morning and tired and they're on medication? Because they haven't entered into his rest. They may sleep, but they're not resting. Enter into his rest. You're entering into his promises. Amen. Amen. And when you enter into his promises, you can rest. But it says in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, they failed to enter into God's rest. That's why they never got the promises. 11 days, they could have had the promise. They got up to the River Jordan, but they were afraid to cross it. First of all, Jordan represents death. When the spies came back with the report, giants in the land and walled cities and we can't enter in, but Caleb and Joshua come back, said, hey, there's milk and there's honey. Amen. If there's milk, there has to be cows. And if there's honey, there has to be flowers. Amen. You don't have cows and flowers, they said, in the desert. Amen. You see, 10 of them came back. Watch who you listen to. Watch who you listen to, because the majority doesn't always rule. Why did God choose Israel? Because they were the minority group. Amen.